Today, participants at the Indigenous Peoples Global Summit on Climate Change say traditional knowledge has a critical role to play in dealing with the warming planet. APRN's Steve Heimel reports from the Anchorage Gathering.
Reports this afternoon from thematic sessions were brief but compelling. Cletus Springer of St. Lucia said the people in his session on natural resource management are ready to go to jail for their human rights. After all, he said, some of the best transformations have come from jail, referring to Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King. Participants in the session on energy said that the natural environment and indigenous food was threatened in a misguided push to clear land to grow biofuels. The health session stressed the importance of food security, that traditional diets are integral to health. Andrea Carmen used the term food sovereignty to describe what the health group was after. Larry Merkuliev of Alaska reported for the traditional knowledge session. He said there were a great many participants and there was much agreement. Our hearts are one. We feel we are embers, he said, yet we must keep these embers burning. He said many participants said that traditional knowledge is the key to transforming scientific knowledge into something that can help heal the planet. Cletus Springer spoke of flawed development and said that rights already recognized internationally are not always recognized in national laws. The summit went into regional caucuses after the reports. At the Dena'ina Center at Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.